I've got somebody coming on in a moment. His name is Don Rickles, and he's one of the funniest comedians around. He's a legend, and for over 35 years, he's appeared in top showrooms in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, and this is a dream come true for me. I've been a big fan, and so is my father, Don. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Barry, for having me on. Tell your father I thank him, too.
Is there a time you had adversity in your life and something you've learned from it? Because I think the audience I like to share with all these top achievers from all different fields don't get things on a silver platter. It comes through long hours and years of hard work, and people don't see the behind-the-scenes effort. Was there a time where adversity hit you and it also gave you lessons later on?
Well, Barry, you know, in my beginnings, like anything else, this business is based on rejection. If you can't handle rejection, you're in a great deal of trouble. And so my whole career has been, at the beginning, was a great deal of rejection because I was doing something different. And in those days, it was considered outrageous. And so if you can survive that and you keep going and people still come to see you, you got a good chance at the brass ring. So that's pretty much what happened to me. So as far as adversity, I would say, you know, rejection at the beginning of my career.
And when you get rejection, you just keep going.
You swallow hard, and you just go back on the stage again and hope somebody else will understand it.
Now, the biggest fear in the world, they say, even before death, is public speaking. Now, you have to get up in front of groups in comedy. I mean, that's even tougher than just a general speech. Is there something that you do to eliminate the fear of coming on stage? Is it the preparation? Is it something there that you do? A lot of people are fear of trying something new, going out on their own, trying something different.
Not really, Barry. It's not a question of really being, it's a question of nerves. You always, in all the years I've been in the business, before I go on, I get a little bit of stage, I don't want to say jitters, but a little bit of tension, and I think that's good because that gives you the energy and the excitement to be a good performer. So it's not a question of that. It's over the years you do it, and it becomes part of you. And so it's like a boxer. You know, before the bell rings, I'm sure he's a little uptight. And as soon as he gets out and hits the stage, it all disappears, and you do your thing.
Is there anything, last thing you'd like to say? Again, the show is about people who have had tremendous adversity in their lives, top achievers, all different fields, and they come on and they talk about something that maybe they can give the audience an uplifting event. You know, maybe people are going through some tough times. Is there anything that you'd like as a lasting message? I know we have a few minutes left.
Well, not really a message unless I'm going to be a rabbi, and I don't plan to be, but I really think, Barry, that the best thing is just when you think it's the bottom of the well or you're down a lot, that you look up, and if you got all your faculties and your health is going pretty good, you should say, hey, I'm happy the way it is now, and anything else is a bonus. So I think basically when you get to up in years, that if you keep your health, and when you're a young man, if you think you're down and things aren't going right, that you always be an optimist. Never look back and think of the bad things. Only think of things that are possibly good to happen to you.